note before we begin. Somehow, Conway got the fact that we all can get a job without help. So, we had a really good question for her, which is, how will it feel when Medicaid starts delivering cease and desist orders to your door? Good or bad? One will never know. And now, it's time for the Circling Challenge Show. Robot cops are taking over soon.
Oh, yeah. We got dead air, don't we?
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
You on, Red Hood?
Yes, I am now on.
Oh, there he is.
Sorry. So, just be 15 minutes before...
Oh, shit, it's happened again.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed.
Yes, that's exactly it. The fact is that 20 minutes before we actually went on air, we had a good talk with a new intern. His name is Les, and Les, we welcome you to the show. We're privileged to have you, even though it's one. We will be getting our act together. We have a new website coming with a new logo company, so it's coming, so it's all good. And so we have a new Patreon set up. If you haven't linked or subscribed to us, please do. You can find us on the AMC Press & Co. or the Satirically Challenged Show. On iTunes, please rate and subscribe, because that's what keeps the lights going over here. As well as good positive reviews of the show. If you have any comments, concerns, likes, dislikes, you can definitely email us. We're open to that. Which is contact.amcpress@gmail.com. And we will glad... our intern, Les, will definitely respond to you, or our producers of the show will definitely respond to you. So, now, as we get into the news, into the actual news for tonight, is there actually news? Yeah, there's actually news.
Yeah.
Most of you this week probably heard that Kellyanne Conway made a huge mistake by saying all Medicare people could actually get jobs if Medicare was actually cut. Johnny, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, well, how do I feel? Like, how are we supposed to work if you won't let us work?
It's not even you won't let us work, is that, you know...
Earn a fair wage.
Yeah, even in the disability world, it's almost like... They said, oh, bah, they don't need to be on Medicare.
They don't matter.
They don't matter. Only the 1% matters, and the tax breaks matter, and the shitty bill that we're going to, healthcare bill that we're going to, oh, wait, we're not going to pass that? Oh, I forgot, we don't have enough supporters to pass that. Why do we not have enough supporters to pass that? Because it was the same crap bill that we delivered in the Senate. That's why we don't have enough.
Same crap bill, but only worse.
Only worse. I mean, the reality fact, folks, is that they want to kill off the disabled. They want to make it affordable for them, not us, them. And also, they want to capsize. They want to capsize everything, you know. Which is not good. It's bad.
Which ain't cool.
It's not cool. I mean, everywhere you look, that's what it's been on Huffington Post, on New York Times. And even just now, just today, Mitch McConnell faces healthcare mutiny on the bill, on his exact bill. No wonder why the Republicans were actually trying to keep it so fucking secret. I mean, the fact is like, who, us? We're not telling anybody. Are we? Oh, we aren't? We didn't ask the Democrats to be invited? Oh, wait. Oh, wait. So, Rand Paul and other people said, don't do it? We're not going to do it?
What
do you mean we're not going to do it? Even Collins is out? Oh, fucking shit. Come on. And the fact is, Rand Paul said that it's a terrible bill. Even Republicans are saying it's a terrible bill. And we at the Satirically Challenged Show would actually agree with this. Because we're all disabled, we are a disabled crew, we would actually agree with this. The fact is the de facto fact is, everybody's saying, oh, Mitch, you stupid asshole, why can't you just agree with me? And Mitch is saying, well, why can't you just go along with us? Please! We want everybody to lose! Boo, says everyone. I mean, Johnny, what do you think about this?
But watch what happens when they try and take away their health care.
Oh, God, could you imagine
I bet. No. No.
Oh!
I bet things will change.
Mutiny?
I bet things will change real quick.
Oh! Like, even when they actually, you know, even if the fact is that Republicans were happy to cast doubt on the projection Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, you being one of them,
yeah.
Or embrace the welcome news as a defective savings of James Inhofe of Oklahoma. But senators who remain question marks still have to take, still deem the bill, take serious issue with the bill. Even Senator Ted Cruz, lying Ted Cruz, was cited as saying that the report of the bill would not go down, though that he wouldn't answer reporters on whether he felt that he would have vote against or motion to proceed, which is quite interesting. Which is quite interesting if you really think about it. Because all of what's happening is that they're trying to kill... First, they try to kill the tax code, and the tax code hasn't been rewritten in 20 years. Second, they try to kill Medicaid. And third, they try to say that it's not happening. When we know damn well,
but
since January, it is happening. You
but,
know.
But if
yeah,
you're uninsured, guess what? According to Yahoo, it will include a 6-month lockout for uninsured people.
Right, and our 50 and up year old fans, that danger that puts in danger you too as well. But don't listen to us for this, please.
For,
you know,
if you
don't
have,
take
if you're
our
uninsured for 2 months or more. Must wait 6 months before trying to do it again.
Yeah. It makes no sense. But yet, while things are actually happening over here, over in other parts of the world, in Dubai, robots have been taking over as police officers. God, they could... I mean, could you imagine how many tickets they actually have to give? Yes, you get a ticket for just standing around. That's a shot. Another shot is too good. The guitar standing still. Another shot would be to the violinist playing violin music. Oh, by the way, you're champion of free speech. You're out. Oh, that's right. So police officers are now patrolling the streets in Dubai. Well, that's not entirely accurate. Sorry. Real police officers are employed mostly at shopping centers and tourist destinations, are trying to keep the peace of petty crimes and the uncanny violence that will happen with, well, robots. You see, the fact is that technological advancements have put Dubai Police Force at the forefront of the technological revolution. They're saying by 2030, police officers will not be valid anymore. Why won't police officers not be valid anymore, Johnny?
I don't know.
I know. Because police officers will just write shots and more shots. And pretty soon, you'll have so many tickets that you'll have a judge going, how many cases do I have to process today? 24, a stupid amount, like 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 6,000. You expect, I mean, and the fact is that they stand at 4 feet, 5 inches tall and weigh a massive 225 pounds. And they also have a touchscreen on their chest to report used to report petty crimes. So, could you imagine me going there and saying, yes, I'd like to report a petty crime? Yes, how can I help you? I'd like to report a petty crime. Again, how can I help you? Again, I would like to report a petty crime. Again, how can I help you and what can I do for you? You see how bad this gets, Johnny? I mean...
Yeah.
Would it get really bad? I mean, it would get really bad, wouldn't it? It would get really bad, right? The fact is that you have an unarmed robot arresting you, not even knowing how to actually physically put on the handcuffs. What will they use? Their hands. Now we will take you away. Watch out for the... Damn, that's my head. Yeah, I know, but we try to...
Error.
Exactly. Error. I did not mean to do that. Sorry. And meanwhile, the human gets subjected to physical punishment, no matter if they're white, black, brown, purple, anything like that. They'll literally go and say, yes, we will. Error. My system has to be rebooted. Ah, damn. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, man.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Exactly. You know, we'll have to force unexpected reboots every time we go, yes, error, we will now not put you in cuffs. Instead, we will slam you against a concrete wall. Error. I have been going for my manufacturers. I have been going to my manufacturers. I have not been. My system needs to be updated. Error. What?
My system needs to be calibrated.
Yes, calibrated is a good thing. Now I will continue slamming your skull against the repeated. It gives some movements that we could know a black name or a bad name, you know. The fact is that everywhere, lately we've been seeing people get shot and for no reason, you know, from untrained police officers. This will actually further the point of going, yes, we will. Could you imagine training one of these things?
Uh-huh.
I mean, oh, the horror, the pain. Could you imagine base camp? Yes, you will go, this is how you open handcuffs. Left side open, right side open, that kind of thing, right? This is how you... Sir, we don't know how to close your handcuffs. So you're going to just leave them open? Yes, we were intending on doing that, but I have to recalibrate. Hold on 1 second. Recalibrating. Oh, sorry. Damn, these are too hard. Too bad. That's what I was trained as. That kind of thing. You know. But yet, the technological advancements... And these robots are fucking creepy. The pictures, I mean, they look really scary. You know, like, they're not friendly. They have no mouths. They just have eyes and a hat. And, I mean, are literally not, they're like a phantom mask. And not Broadway's The Phantom of the Opera, more like a whole phantom. You know, and we will have this article up on a website as well. The reality of it is that not only do we have that kind of thing, but then also in Portland, apparently there is basically so last week we, since show went off in Portland, a teen was approved, and this is good. This is really good. A teen was approved to go for a UN trip after all. What happens? Well, the fact is that originally when the story was reported, a Portland teenager who won a national writing contest for a trip of a lifetime is now fighting for civil rights. Nico, who is 15 and was 3 years old and died when his doctors diagnosed him with autism, was making a very, very difficult for himself.
His family said that after the contest officials said that he had autism, they yanked the award. And they came back a month and a half after and said he was no longer available to take part, and the chaperones are not allowed to take part either.
What?
Which was not cool. The fact is that he's a fantastic writer, and he's so good that he won this award, which is sponsored by the Odd Fellows, which is a national fraternal organization, for his essay on the Ukraine's bullying peninsula of Odd Fellows Lodge, Choose Nico, to join 300 kids from around the world to go to New York in the United Nations pilgrimage for the youth. The total lodge raised around $1,600 needed to pay for the trip and was their choice. So he was thrilled. So not often do we see somebody with mind challenges that takes so much to communicate in something like this. But then also, the Peninsula Lodge got an email that from the Order's national nonprofit saying Nico would not be accepted in the trip after all. But, as the top of this headline said, Portland teen with autism approved for trip after all. So, this is to catch up speed, saying that here's our choice. The Disability Rights of Oregon also had to get involved, because that's discrimination, folks. That's ableism.
Yep.
We do intend for this to move forward.
And you know how I feel about ableism.
And how do you feel about ableism?
It sucks.
It does suck. Because it doesn't actually get you anywhere. It gets you nowhere. And for all those who don't know what ableism is, ableism is a six-letter word that is discrimination in favor of. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, six-letter word is
seven.
Is a discrimination in favor of an able-bodied person. So anytime you see somebody, you know, get a job that a disabled person is supposed to get, ableism. Anytime you see a disabled person not going on a trip, ableism. Anytime you see anything, whether it be at a restaurant and somebody not getting service and they happen to be handicapped, ableism. Also, failing to provide accessibility on wheelchair ramps, ableism, and also handicapism, even if that's not a word. So, ableist language, right? Making critique as somebody who's in crazy, insane, or retarded without actually knowing what it is, and to do so is politically correct, it sucks because they don't know how hot it is, you know, and they don't know their manners. And the fact that they think that we have no autonomy. We do have that. They think that we have plenty of autonomy. We want to, you know, and they think that they feel entitled to know how we became disabled. When really, it's none of their business. You know, and then assuming that disability is always visible, ladies and gentlemen, in order to protect everybody on the show, we are going to say that disabilities are not always visible. You don't have to have a cane, walk around blind, walk around, be in a wheelchair to actually be invisibly disabled. Things like ADHD, autism, dyspraxia, the list can go on and on and on and on and on. And on. Unfortunately, this government does not know what a disability is. And on. Unfortunately, this government doesn't know what a disability is. So if they, even if it walked right towards them in their face, they don't know what it is. So.
You can walk in their face and bit them on the butt.
Right, and they think that people with disabilities can get jobs. I'm gonna tell you something, Mrs. Conway. So is that why you're sidelined on a constant basis and never allowed to speak because all that comes out of your mouth is shit? Johnny?
Pretty much.
Do you have anything to say to that?
Like, it just sucks.
Yeah, do you have any...
Like, as long as there's ableism, it's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, and as long as there's ableism, it's going to be... It's going to be non-inclusive. It's going to be separatist. And so, back to the article at hand. The fact is that... Nico... actually confirmed on Friday on Facebook that he will be going on a new UN trip next month, which is, there were a lot of people talking, well, finally we got it worked out, which is fantastic for him. Not only will he be going, the best part is that he'll be going to the UN where they respect everything.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a fantastic thing. Now we go to Russia. Russia, the land of we've got your tapes. But the fact is that Russian spyware, and this involves you, Johnny.
Yes, Russia, the land of insane car crashes.
And the land of insane people that hack. Russian hackers are this time being very specific. In an operation with Britney Spears' Instagram account, a gang of Russian hackers, notorious for spying on foreign governments, diplomats, and military facilities, have come with a clever backdoor Trojan marriage between their operation and social media. Notably, a famous pop star named Britney Spears' Instagram, according to a Slovakian firm, according to cybersecurity from EST, the account was wasn't being used to target victims. Rather, it was being used as kind of a camouflage to the command center of the hacker system. And the comments that supposed to the site had a nonsensical comment to has since been deleted. Too hot but to make love to her and other things. The fact is that these are all bots, ladies and gentlemen. Bots. So now it's kind of funny because now Britney Spears is getting 70 million followers that are bots attacking her Instagram. And their coded comments providing server leaks that can easily hide an Instagram account with 70 million followers. The Spears photo with the coded message had more than 200 other messages on it. 2,000, sorry. Not 200. The EST...
2,000?
Yeah. And so, Taylor last made the news in 2014 when cybersecurity experts identified the Wi-Fi Windows malware that infiltrated the internet. But of the assemblies and governments, a number of Eastern European nationals reported for the nuts and bolts of the hacker scam. Check out EST's blog, which we will have to a link to the show on our website as promised. Also, as we wrap up for tonight, as we wrap up for tonight, we have stuff from the UK. That's right, our brothers and sisters in the UK, we're watching you, and we're watching disability campaigners are criticizing over the Smith and Colts wax spastic earline or eyeliner. Why? Because it's an offensive name. How would you like to, how would you like to have it be a commercial like that? Smith and Colt has defended it, has a new product line called Wax Spastic. With this, you can dub your eyes with spastic gel. Now, on the show, we try to defend and report what is going on the other side of the world, 6,000 miles that way. So, a beauty brand has slammed disability campaigners and beauty blogs for its offensive. Despite the Twitter backlash, shops are refusing to stock it, and Smith and Colt have defended themselves and launching a line of decided to... defending itself, decided to have a thing called Wax Spastic. The fact is that when these guys actually come up with names, do they actually think about the names? Oh, yes. Why
Spastic? They probably give about 2 seconds of thought.
Yeah, 2 seconds of thought. Two. Do you know how many thoughts?
When should it really take three?
Yeah, it should really take three forms of thought, you know.
Yeah. It takes like 3 seconds.
3 seconds. 3 seconds, that's it. The fact is that I always thought that the advertising was supposed to be sensitive and would know its audience and be modern. Oh, boy.
That's some bullcrap.
Okay. Let's start by saying we here at the Satirically Challenged Show at AMC Press & Co., our parent company, do not condone this, number one. Number two, we find it unbelievably offensive. So, Johnny, I have an idea. The idea being that we actually go and we say, listen, how about we start a beauty care line that is called Neurotypical Eyeliner? Good idea. Just
Brilliant.
regular eyeliner, right? regular eyeliner, and we'll just call it regular lipstick, regular red lipstick, regular blue lipstick, regular dye, regular everything.
Normal lipstick.
Normal lipstick, exactly. Normal lipstick. But what is normal except for us? A selection on your dryer.
Thank you.
Huh?
Like what is normal other than a dial on your dryer?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing is normal. And if you think it's normal, you're defeating yourself. Shall we go down the list, Johnny?
Let's do it.
Shall we? Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Normal, taking your dog to work day. Normal, taking your kid to work day. Normal, taking your robot and having it fail on a work day. Normal, getting your intern to do the coffee run. Kind of normal, but, you know, he gets a choice in it. You or she or it gets a choice in it anyway. Normal, you know, dating, normal, sex, normal. For women, choices of bra, makeup, what have you, right? Normal. Yeah. Not normal. Naming everything.
Normal. Normal. Getting a cup of coffee at the Wawa.
Normal. Getting a cup of coffee at...
That is at least for me. So, yeah.
Normal. Getting a cup
if you're
of
in the,
coffee.
If you're in the
if
area
in the,
of a Wawa, of course.
Yeah. If you're in the area of a Wawa, which is a convenience store, or in the area of a Sheetz, which is another convenience store, or in the
That's a whole different battle right there.
Oh, yes, but that's a whole different cap of story. But
that's a debate for another show.
yeah. But also, the fact is that when really comes down to it, nobody wants to end up as spastic. The fact is that, you know, Emma Lloyd, who wrote Smith and Cole. Can my learning disabled son and I kick you in the pants? And purely for autistic reasons? Now, the fact is that
can I kick you in the pants just because you're being an ableist?
Yeah. Can I kick you in the pants for that? And then can I jack up your salary? Can I jack your salary from you? Is that, like, the fact is that the statement didn't wash, you know, when they said Smith and Colt brand has offended our customers and affiliates. The statement didn't wash on campaigners, however. The one person wanted to kick them in the ass and the crotch, but then the other wanted to basically say it doesn't have the same intensity of a meaning in the U.S., American friends reacted with shock and disbelief when they discovered its origins. Well, the fact is that I don't think spastic has any way you put it in any country an appropriate way about it, you know. But that's just my view on it. What do you think? Johnny, what do you think?
You know what? I think somebody would get offended if they start calling their line of lipstick wanker.
Oh, what about a more
It doesn't have the effect in the U.S., but in the U.K., they know it is.
Oh, yeah, but in the U.S., it would be something along the lines of bastard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bastard.
Offensive over here, not offensive over there.
Bastard. You know, other things. And, oh, by the way, we're going to go with disabled lipstick. You rip it in part, and that way you have two legs, disabled lipstick. Or not, you rip it in part and have two legs. Sorry, you rip it in part and have two parts, one left, one right. Kind of thing. But, you know, that's twice as offensive of what they were going for. But just imagine it in a marketing plan. Awful. Just awful. You know. But that's what the world we live in right now is. You know. It's horrible. And I feel for it is because of the fact that we have more, we have more bad shit going on every day. In my home country of London, a building burnt down. And another thing, you know, really everything happens and not for the better. Not for the better. And that's really where we're going to leave it at until Wednesday, when we will be back with Reenhood
I got one more piece of information, a little follow-up.
Yeah.
The ABLE accounts in Pennsylvania are now up.
Yes.
They're finally being advertised.
And that's the other thing. ABLE accounts, right, that is up to the state's discretion. I know in New York City they're being delayed. In London they're definitely being delayed, I think. Or they don't even have them yet.
See, in Pennsylvania, the government's actually now advertising them.
Hmm.
The state
and
government.
Right. And then...
So that's good news for the people of the disabled population of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I mean, all around the state, the fact is that when this comes to your state, sign up for these accounts. But the only stipulation that we actually found out in our own trying to sign up for these accounts is that when you die, all that money goes back to Medicaid, if there still is a Medicaid, which means that you might want to sign up for another account that has a benefit to your child or you, but you might also want to be very clear on the rules. It was signed into law into New York, and it's the account limit is $375,000. But the fact is that if your state has not yet passed the ABLE legislation allowing for the development of an ABLE program, contact your state legislator and inform them about the program's benefits and how fantastic this thing is, because it really is the best for both worlds. Not only can you save, but you can actually have a life, which is fantastic. If you want to know about anything about the ABLE accounts, go to ABLE.NRC, that's in the ABLE National Resource Center.org. ALBENRC.org. And so, yeah, we will be back on Wednesday, and you can guarantee that the show and the website will be up soon, and a new theme will be coming as well. That's been in the works. We can't just say what yet, but things are going along. And so we will bid you adieu for tonight, and have a great night, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.